how do I balance life, being a working mom, running a household, taking kids to and from, and owning my own business. For me, I am a creature of habit, which is why the school year is really good for me emotionally, mentally. I thrive in my job when my kids are out of the house. This sounds so bad, but if you are a parent, you understand. Hey, this is Allison Baggerly, and welcome to the Inspired Budget Podcast, where we talk all things budgeting, debt, and saving money. So this episode is coming out at the end of April 2024, and next week on Wednesday, May 1st, I will be turning 37. So I thought it would be fun to do something a little bit different, get a little more personal here, and give you a life update. Most of the time, I really like for my podcast to be very practical, action step oriented, where I'm really breaking down topics for you, or I'm interviewing a guest. However, every now and then I like to throw in a curveball and share some behind the scenes of my personal life, behind the scenes of my money, so that way you can just get to know me a little bit more. Now, I will say that as my kids have gotten older, I have started sharing less and less personal stuff over on social media and on Instagram and TikTok. It just seems that I've become just more protective over my privacy. And to be honest, I also feel like my day-to-day life is kind of boring. I feel like if I share everything I'm doing all day, it would just be a repeat, rinse and repeat every single day, and that it would be really boring for people to follow. So I don't share as much personal things as I used to in the past. So this is my way of sharing more about my personal life in a medium that I feel more comfortable with. Ultimately, I decided to stop sharing my kids' faces. And I want to say that I don't get recognized. I'm not like walking around town and getting recognized. That doesn't happen to me. It's happened a small handful of times. But I will say that as I have learned and read articles, I want to protect my kids' privacy. And I don't ever want my kids to be recognized before someone recognizes me. So that's why I've really kind of pulled back and set some very strong boundaries around sharing my personal life. But I thought I wanted to pull back the curtain a little bit this time, since my birthday is coming up, just give you a life update. And I'm going to break these up into kind of three areas: a money update from us, like for our family, money update, a family and just personal life update, and then also a business update with my business Inspired Budget. So let's dive in and start with my favorite thing to talk about, money. I'm going to answer some questions that some of you guys sent in about my personal money journey, how that has changed over time. So Lauren from Instagram asked me, how do I budget now versus when we started, gosh, over 10 years ago? And Andrea asked a very similar question. She wanted to know, is our family still budgeting? And how often does that change? What does it look like? So if I'm being completely honest, our budgeting really has not changed from when it did 10, 12 years ago. Now, 12 years ago, we were six figures in debt, and a healthy amount of our money was going to debt or extra debt payments. So really, I would say probably 30, 40% of our take-home pay was really going to paying the minimum payments on our debt or sending extra payments to debt. So our budget reflected that. We still budgeted every pay period, every paycheck, and we still got off track. Fast forward to today, the only debt we have is our mortgage, and we're very lucky because we refinanced back in 2021 when rates were super low. So our mortgage is going to be paid off not too long. I think in 13 years, we will be mortgage free. So our budgeting process, it is the same. We are still budgeting every paycheck. I'm not always on top of it as I used to be. So for instance, I'm recording this on April 19th and I'm 4 days late to writing a budget, but I'm going to do it today. That's my plan. So I'm not as on top of it as I used to be. And part of that is our life is a little bit different. Part of it, though, is because we have more flexibility in our spending. Because we aren't sending any money to debt payments, we have no car payments. My husband and I own our vehicles outright. We don't have a ton of extra spending because of that, there is just a little more leniency in our spending and where our money goes. We are investing, but we also have more spending money to do what we want with, which is really nice, which makes budgeting feel like there's a lot less pressure. So that's how I would say budgeting has changed for us. Yes, we still budget every single pay period because I do want us to be intentional with our money. I have found that if we skip budgeting, it's just too easy to spend without thinking and then realize, oh my gosh, we didn't send any money to savings, or we completely forgot about this expense. And so now we have to pull money out of savings to cover it. I just want to avoid feeling like that. Basically, I still love budgeting. Still love it. I still believe in it 100%. It feels like I'm always going to enjoy it and love it. It changes over time for us. But really for us, what has changed is just where our money is going. We are also really prioritizing investing right now, maxing out my solo 401k, still doing IRAs. So a good chunk of our income is going into investing, and that is by design. My son is 12 years old. In 4 years, he's going to be driving, which is wild to me. I am already aware that insurance is going to be crazy. Who knows? We might have to get a car payment by then. Maybe we'll buy him an inexpensive car in cash, or maybe he'll drive my car and I'll get a new car. We're not sure how that's going to look yet. However, we are investing heavily now so that in 4 years, we can kind of let our foot off the gas and coast a little bit more. That's our current plan. Now, Autumn asked another question on Instagram, and she wants to know, what are we splurging on? So when it comes to splurges, I feel like we don't splurge often. If we do, it's typically in the form of travel. I prefer traveling over spending money on physical things. So what you will not find in my home is you will not find any designer clothes. I don't own anything designer. Don't really have the desire to. That's just our own personal preference. We also don't have high-end furniture. Like, our kitchen table is a kitchen table from Amazon. While I would love a fancy Pottery Barn or West Elm kitchen table or really nice furniture, I also recognize that I'm in a phase of my life where my children are somewhat destructive. I have a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. So we use our kitchen table to do homework on, to color on, crafts. So I have to be aware that the furniture I am purchasing in my house is used by children or upcoming teenagers. Lots of boys are jumping on things. So what you will not find us splurging on are things like furniture, cars. We don't have fancy cars. We don't have the latest models, things like that. What we do like to splurge on is travel. And an upcoming splurge that I'm very excited about is an upgrade to our outdoor life. And my husband and I are actually going to buy it tonight when he gets home. And that is a hot tub. So we are splurging on a hot tub. Now, hot tubs range in prices. You can get a hot tub from a blow-up inflatable hot tub for a couple hundred dollars all the way to a high-end luxury, super fancy hot tub that's going to run you tens of thousands of dollars. It can be $15,000, $20,000. So we are sticking with something that's very basic. We're going to be going online on Wayfair and purchasing a hot tub. It's going to cost us about $3,500. So that is a big splurge to us. We are very excited about it though, because number one, we don't have a pool in our backyard. We priced a pool in the past and decided ultimately against it. So this kind of gives us a little fun water adventure, if you will. I think that my husband and I will end up using it a lot more than our kids. But I'm hoping that in the summertime, it can almost be a cool tub here in Houston in the Texas heat. So while we don't have a pool, we'll almost have something similar to a pool, but six figures less than what a pool cost. When we had someone come out and quote us a pool, everything was $100,000 or $120,000 or more in our area. So we decided not to go with that. But we are splurging on a hot tub and then also splurging on travel, which I'll talk about here in just a little bit. today's episode is brought to you by my Goodbye Debt Tracker. The Goodbye Debt Tracker is a tool I've designed to help you pay off debt fast. And the best part, it's completely free for you. Yes, you heard that right. You can go to inspiredbudget.com/goodbyedebt. That's all one word, inspiredbudget.com/goodbyedebt to get your free download. Let's be real here. Paying off debt is a must for anyone who wants to live a life free of financial stress. Paying off debt isn't about scrimping and saving every single penny, and it's not solely about boosting your income. Paying off debt boils down to having a plan for your money, a plan that empowers you to spend intentionally while still tackling debt head on, a plan that's realistic, allowing for treats like a relaxing pedicure or a massage when you need it the most. The journey to becoming debt-free starts with a strategy, and my Goodbye Debt Tracker will help you find the strategy that suits you best. This isn't just another spreadsheet. It's a carefully crafted tool designed to provide you with the clarity, strategy, and motivation to eliminate your debt. So whether you're tracking credit card debt, student loans, or any other financial obligations, the Goodbye Debt Tracker is here to guide you every step of the way. So if you're ready to say goodbye to debt and hello to financial peace of mind, it's time to get your hands on the Goodbye Debt Tracker. Let's find the strategy that suits you best and kick debt to the curb for good. You can go to inspiredbudget.com/goodbyedebt to get your tracker for free, or just click the link in the show notes. So that's a money update with our money and our finances, if you will. Now let's talk about a family life update. My husband, Matt, actually made a job change in a way this year. So for 16 years, he was a middle school band director, which was wonderful. He did a great job at that. However, this is the first year in August 2023, he transitioned into an elementary music teacher position. So I will say that this job did come with a bit of a pay cut. However, it's okay. We knew we could afford to take that pay cut. However, even though it came with a pay cut, let me tell you, we have gained so much from him making this job change. First off, he works closer to home. He was traveling anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour each way to get to his job there and back every single day. Now he works 3.9 miles away from our house, which is just life-giving for him when it comes to a commute and when it comes to him being home and having more time at home. In the past, he would be getting up and leaving for work every day between 5:15 and 5:30 and coming home from work between 5 and 6. Now he has more time. He gets to sleep in longer, so he leaves around 7 a.m. or 7:10, and he's home by about 4:15 every day. He doesn't have any after-school band rehearsals. He doesn't have any band competitions on the weekends. So it has given us so much more than it has taken away by him becoming an elementary music teacher. We have more time. The kids see him more. It has been incredible. 100%, I will take the time with my husband over the extra couple of $1,000 every day of the week. I will take time with him. And I realize that comes from a place of privilege because we are able to make that decision because of the choices that we made with our money. Because we keep our lifestyle a little bit lower, we try not to succumb to that lifestyle creep, and we are very aware of our spending. It allows us to make that sacrifice and let him take a job that, yes, might pay a little bit less, but it gives so much more than it takes away. So that has been a big thing for us in our family. Now, I did have Bree from Instagram. She asked me, what next trips do you have planned? Well, we do have a very big trip coming up, but I don't want to give too much information away about it because it's a surprise trip. So maybe after this surprise trip, I will record a podcast episode all about it, how we afforded it, what it looked like, the cost, everything. I'll break that down a little bit later. But in terms of trips, we have actually realized that we're entering this different season of our life, which I'm happy about, but also I'm mourning the loss of what we had. And it's the season called teenagers or preteens want to spend time with their friends, right? Like my son's friendships are so vital to him. He's in junior high. And I realize this is good. This is healthy. This is exactly as it is meant to be. But it has made traveling, especially for long periods of time as a family, just a little bit harder. Our kids are also involved in more things, especially my middle school son. He is going to band practice and he has band camp over the summer. He's going to go to church camp. He's going on a mission trip. So he is very busy, which is really good for him. He needs that social outlet. He's definitely a social butterfly, very extroverted. So for my oldest, that is really great. However, it does make it hard to work around our kids' schedules and their summer experiences that we've signed them up for. It makes it a little bit harder to worry about like family travel and figure out how we're going to fit that in. So we are going to be taking one trip. Like I said, I will talk about it after it is over. And then we might take another trip in the summer. We have this about week and a half time period that we do have blocked off for a possible family trip. Now, this one would be very low key. My dad actually has a travel trailer that he said we can borrow. And this trip would look like us getting in the travel trailer, driving north to Colorado and spending time in the mountains, just booking campsites along the way. That's what it would look like. We actually don't have anything booked. We don't have a ton planned out for that because I also am not sure if we're going to go through with that trip just with the craziness that is summer. We might just want to stay home during that time period and rest and let our kids play with their friends. I'm not sure. However, my husband and I are getting away for two nights. We're going to go to New Orleans to celebrate our anniversary. We are very lucky that we have two sets of grandparents that can step in and actually stay at our house when we do go away. So we will be doing that. I'm looking forward to it. Just getting some one-on-one time with my husband is always wonderful and we look forward to it. The next family and life update actually comes about routines. Erica asked, what routines work for you? I also got a lot of questions about how do I balance life, being a working mom, running a household, taking kids to and from, and owning my own business. For me, I am a creature of habit, which is why the school year is really good for me emotionally, mentally. I thrive in my job when my kids are out of the house. This sounds so bad, but if you are a parent, you understand. When my kids go to school, I start working. So I start working every day around 8:30 is my goal. And I usually take a break for lunch. I'll walk my dog a mile and then I jump back in and I start working again until 3 when I have to essentially close down my computer and I'm done for the day. Having this routine, this set routine, has really helped me with boundaries and balance, meaning it has helped me feel like I don't have to work on weekends. I'm not working in the evenings unless it's some sort of live class or a live Q&A for my membership. Those are evening things. But other than that, having the set school routine is really great for me. However, summer is coming up and I struggle every single summer with balancing work life and home life because I am in the midst of home life just going on around me at all hours of the day while I'm in my office and trying to focus on work. And as someone who struggles with attention, I do have ADHD, even taking my medicine on those days is very difficult. So every year I say, this summer is going to be easier or better. I'm going to follow through on a schedule. And that has yet to happen, but this is the summer. This is the summer where it happens. So what I'm hoping that looks like for me is between different events and trips we have, I kind of scale back a little bit and I only work about 3 to 4 hours a day, usually in the mornings. So I try to have a working time from about 9 to 12 or 9 to 1, sometimes 9 to 2. And then at 2 o'clock, I'm done. However, I get distracted very easily. My kids are loud, as you probably can imagine. And I sometimes struggle with focusing. I also really struggle with FOMO. We have access to a lot of community pools in our area. And if my husband goes to take the kids to the pool, suddenly I'm getting this sadness that I'm missing out on the fun pool time that I want to go to. So I am trying to really work currently now before summer is here. I'm really trying to focus on what can I do now to kind of get ahead so that I have a more flexible schedule over the summer and I don't feel like I have to work all the time. I can kind of go down to maybe half the hours I normally work. But definitely routines work for me, even down to meal planning. To be honest, meal planning saves us so much money, but we know that on Fridays, we don't want to cook. We don't. So we will cook food Monday through Thursday in terms of school weeks, school days. In terms of school days, we will cook Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, we pick up Chick-fil-A or we grab just something really easy, fast food, run through a drive-thru. Even if it's Chipotle, we get it and that's our easy dinner. So even having routines with our meals really helps us just not go overboard with the spending. Now, in terms of a life update on me and what I'm enjoying spending my time on, I finally have a hobby. I feel like so often adults don't have hobbies, especially busy adults. If you work a lot or you do have family you're helping take care of or you're helping take care of maybe aging parents, it's hard to find time for hobbies. So I started hand embroidery not too long ago. And at first I was just doing patterns on Amazon that I got and loved, but I actually for Christmas asked for an entire kit of all the different embroidery floss. And for the first time, I did my own pattern that I traced onto fabric. I'll add an image in the show notes or a link to the image in the show notes for you to see because I actually hand embroidered my grandmother's house, which is a really special place. So I'm enjoying that as a hobby. I need to actually get back into it. I haven't done it in about a month, but I have found that at the end of the day, I like listening to an audiobook or watching a show with my husband and just spending 30 minutes hand embroidering because it keeps me off my phone. That's truly what it does. It keeps me from scrolling on TikTok or Instagram and it gives me something productive and creative to do. In terms of my health, an update for that is I've been really trying to focus on just having overall better health. After getting some blood work done last summer, I kind of started getting nervous about my health. And so I decided this is the year that I was going to really work on my health. So that looks like obviously what I'm putting into my body in terms of food, alcohol. I'm drinking a lot less, more of now just a total social drinker. And I also don't go out a lot, so I don't have a lot of social opportunities to drink. But I'm also trying to work out as well. I'm doing workout programs in my garage. We have a whole garage setup that my husband loves with like a gym, a whole gym. And so I have been really enjoying focusing on strength training to help my health. And that's been really fun for me to like get strong. And I think it's great because my boys, my children are seeing me work on my health. And I think that's great for them. Okay, let's wrap it up with a quick business update. Inspired Budget is my business. Someone asked me on Instagram if this is my full-time job or if I have a job outside of this. This is my full-time job. I used to be a teacher. I stopped teaching in May of 2019. So since then, starting in June of 2019, this is it. This is my job. This is how I make my income and what I spend my time doing instead of working a traditional job. With my business, I still have my Inspired Budget Inner Circle membership. This is honestly the heart of my business. This is where I spend a lot of my time, a lot of my energy, and a lot of my focus. It's essentially a membership where I have women, mostly women, inside of our membership where I am walking them through a step-by-step process to write a budget that works so that they can then save money, pay off debt, and then focus on amplifying their money through investing. I walk people through it. We have monthly challenges, monthly live Q&As. It is what I love the most about my business, Inspired Budget, because I get to work closely with people. That is still going on. If you want to get into it, I highly recommend starting with my free budget class. You can just go to inspiredbudget.com/free class to go through my budget class. You'll be invited to join the inner circle afterwards, and it's at a discounted rate. So that's why you want to go through there. Now, I've also started speaking more often, which I love. It's funny because the things that I love about my business the most all have to do with interacting with people. I'm a very extroverted person. So I love my podcast because I get to interview people. I love my Inspire Budget Inner Circle because I get to interact with people just like you, working on their money and help them out and give them, really truly teach them and give them a step-by-step process. And then I love speaking because I get to go out and speak to companies and their employees about personal finance in more of a workshop format and then speak with them one-on-one after. So that is definitely something I have been adding to my business because it lights me up and it allows me to meet so many more people. So what this looks like is companies bring me in for their employees. I recently just got back from a presentation where I went into an electric company and I spoke to all of their employees about personal finance, and it was very action-based, very step-by-step based. One of my favorite things we did was we talked about their hidden income. And so I was able to share with them about their benefits that they have that maybe they have been overlooking or maybe it wasn't explained to them very well. And then I get to meet with them one-on-one for 10 to 15 minutes, totally optional, and just guide them on something that they're working on with their money. This last workshop I did went over so well. I think that it's different whenever a non-biased person comes into the company to offer advice and teaching, and it's not just someone from HR. I think that people are more open to it. That's definitely what we saw. And I know that it also helps with employee retention. It helps employees feel valued. It helps them see everything that they're being offered from their company so that they will ultimately stay longer. And it ultimately saves the company money when we don't have as much turnover. So I am doing more of those, which I love. If you're sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, I want Allison to come speak at my company. Maybe you work in HR. Maybe you just work for a company and you know someone in HR and you like me to come, then you can just email me, Allison@inspiredbudget.com, because I love it. And I know that the companies enjoy it, the employees enjoy it, and it does so much good. Finally, I know that I mentioned that I am trying to kind of get ahead before summer hits. I'm also doing that right now in my business. I'm trying to batch podcast interviews and podcast episodes so that in the summertime, I have a little bit more flexibility and freedom with my schedule and to have that special time with my kids. So there you have it, a more behind the scenes update on the personal side of my life and behind the scenes of the business. I hope you enjoyed this. If this is your first episode, please go listen to another episode. Scroll back through. We have so many episodes that really focus on giving you action steps to take with your money. I know that this episode was a little bit less action oriented, but I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope to see you back next week for another brand new episode of the Inspired Budget podcast. I will talk to you then. Bye.